News just coming into us this morning that the former deputy leader of the Alliance Party, Seamus Close, has died after a short illness. It's understood he had been suffering from bowel cancer. The leader of the Alliance Party, Naomi Long, joining us again this morning. Sad news, Naomi.
It really is. I mean, personally, I'm very fond of Seamus. He was one of the people who was in the party when I joined and got involved. He was the deputy leader at the time, and he was always very encouraging to me. We had a lot in common. He was a straight talker. People didn't always like the message that he brought, but he gave it to them both barrels. And he's somebody that I had huge affection for. So genuinely really sad to have heard the news this morning. I actually got a call while I was speaking to you earlier. My thoughts are just with Deirdre and with his family, because this is going to be a very difficult time for them. He was a larger-than-life character, as you know.
He was often on the Nolan show.
And full of fun.
Full gusto.
He really was. And I used to love it, because you could have a really good debate with Seamus and just walk away still friends. And any time I saw him, you know, he was always encouraging to me. So it's just a very, very sad day. And I mean, he will be really missed. I knew he'd been ill, and I'd phoned just last week. But he was sleeping at the time when I phoned. And so we never got to have a final chat, which is a shame, because I would love to have just had the opportunity to speak to him. But that's the way life goes. And we will, I think everybody who knew Seamus will genuinely miss him.
His son had contacted the Nolan show just a couple of weeks ago to pass on how much he enjoyed being on the programme. I know that within your party he held several positions. He served as chair between 81 and 82, deputy leader 1991 to 2001. And I guess in the day that's in it today, Naomi, in terms of the talks, Seamus was often a member of the key Alliance delegations and talks processes, wasn't he?
He was. He was somebody who did the hard yards during the Good Friday Agreement and in the run-up to that, and also at times when things wobbled afterwards. And I think became very disillusioned over the last few years in particular with the fact that the Assembly wasn't up and running, and very frustrated by that. And any time I met him, he would let me know what he thought about it. And as always, was really direct about his disappointment that more hadn't been made of the opportunities that we had. You know, he's a very astute politician. He was somebody who could see the problems that were there and could find solutions to them. And, you know, we didn't always see eye to eye. I think Seamus was a one-off. And so, you know, you were always going to have differences, but he was somebody with whom I always had a really good relationship. And as I say, he was always very encouraging to me and always wanted, you know, to see the party do well. And so it's just a very, very difficult time. And I know that members of the party, you know, will be obviously very sad to have heard the news this morning.
I think I said bowel cancer. We believe liver cancer.
Yeah, it was very sudden. He had been losing weight and feeling particularly tired. And I don't think it was expected that it was going to be that was going to be the outcome. But it seems that it was quite advanced, and so there was really very little could be done. But I mean, it's always difficult when someone passes away. But, you know, when somebody has been so full of energy and fizz, and as you know, when he was in a room, there was just this energy about him. It's a big loss, and I know he doted on his family. I mean, nobody knows more, I think, than his family, just that they were the centre of his life. His politics was important. Everything was important to him, and he gave it his all, but his family was beyond important to him, and I know that they will be really feeling that loss and probably quite a bit of shock given just how quick things were.
And finally, what has politics lost in Northern Ireland?
I think we've lost somebody, first of all, with a kind of huge lived memory of going through the difficulties of the Troubles, going through all the different stages of talks and the talks that failed before 1998 and then the success of the Good Friday Agreement. They've lost somebody who was absolutely passionate about getting a shared future in Northern Ireland. And they've lost somebody who was, at his heart, an advocate for ordinary people. His anger with the Assembly and squandered opportunities was palpable because he just saw the waste of money, the waste of time and the waste of opportunity. And it made him furious because he desperately wanted it to succeed. So I think they've lost somebody who was just an advocate for ordinary people who want to see things work and who held those of us after he left politics, he held us especially to account, as he did when he was in politics, and you've got to admire a person with that kind of passion.
Naomi, thank you very much indeed. The former deputy leader of the Alliance Party, Seamus Close, has died after a short illness.